And listeners, it's a very warm welcome for the first time in 2020 on Monday Sports Roundup to our resident NRL expert, Greg McCallum. Morning, Macca.
Good morning, Gordon. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Gordon. Macca.
Good morning, Barry. Yeah. It's great to have you online, Macca, because by gee, there's certainly been a lot happening in rugby league, apart from the completion of round one, of course. But Peter Volandi's the chairman, response from the Prime Minister about a definite no to the request for funding. Warriors supposedly staying on the Gold Coast to play game two against Canberra. Closed doors for round two. Referees training in individual circumstances. By gee, there's a lot to speculate about, Macca.
There is, and you just don't know where to start from. I suppose the impassioned plea yesterday by the NRL to throw themselves at the mercy of the government was always going to be a bit of a gamble. And I think the response at the moment is that get in line. There's plenty of other issues going on in the community, I think, that they're going to need their support. So, look, it's a tough time for everybody. As we know, businesses are going to take a massive hit, and rugby league's just one of those businesses that will be affected. But the focus at the moment has got to be on the health care, particularly of the older people in the community. And I think sport, whilst it does play a major part in everyone's lives, he's going to have to take a back seat.
And agree totally there. And, of course, Wayne Bennett's proposal, taking games to warmer climates, magic rounds, everyone going to a central venue. Your quick thoughts on that?
Look, I think they're all good ideas, but my gut feeling in watching everything that's unfolding and of course, working in local government in Sydney is that there'll be very, very few events take place over the next few months. And I think rugby league, whilst the intention is to play next weekend, I'll be very surprised if those games go ahead.
And I think we'll wait and see. It's a wait and see space here, watch and act. But, of course, we were lucky. Round one completed. So we've got plenty to talk about in terms of round one, Macca, because last Thursday night the Eels defeated the Dogs 8-2 in a, I think, scrappy, grinding game.
Yeah, it was. I like the enthusiasm and the intensity of both forward packs. I thought they really both ripped in, and the Dogs, a little bit like they were last year, Gordon. They got stuck in, but, again, didn't have the ammunition to score points, and I don't think much has changed from their point of view. Parramatta, no team will be under more pressure this year than Parramatta in terms of expectation and performance. And look, they won the game. Parramatta teams in the past may have not got away with the 2 points, but look, as a spectacle, it was one for the purists, one who liked defence over attack, because there wasn't too much great attack by either side.
And of course, as we've said last year and starting game one this year, the Dogs, they need some strike power or something special, Macca, to get them over the line.
Yeah, they do, and they just don't have that power player, do they? I can't even say his name. I have this all the time. Molini, the fullback, he's probably their most potent attacking player, and you know if he can score some points up, you know, could be the only points they score on the way that they were playing the other night. They rely very much on Lachlan Lewis's bombs. You know, and the whole game on the weekend, I thought, was played around kicking. You know, kicking was a big part in all games. We'll talk about yesterday's game in particular. But, you know, I thought to rely on scoring points from kicks is very, very difficult to go out there and win games week after week.
Exactly right. Well, the Raiders, through Jack Whiten, defeated the Titans 24-6. Outstanding first half, 2 tries. Raiders 8-0 at halftime. Didn't quite go on with it, Macca.
No, they didn't, but they played well. I thought it was a good performance first half. Another team that will be under high expectation because of their performance in making the grand final and the controversy around defeat in that grand final. You know, I think they're a good, solid unit. As long as they remain disciplined, and they probably were able to offload one of their most ill-disciplined players to the Tigers in BJ and and I think, you know, at the end of the day, provided they stay disciplined, I think they're going to be very difficult to beat.
I would agree with that. Now, the Broncos spoilt the Cowboys, opening of their new ground in Townsville, 28-21, that 60-metre solo try by David Fifita.
I love the game. I thought it was a great game of footy. Best of the weekend, and I thought both sides. Look, the Cowboys looked light on, I think, in terms of their preparation. I think they'll get better. I said on Thursday night in the preview that I thought the Cowboys will have a good year, and nothing happened in that game to suggest that they won't. Valentine Holmes will be sharper after taking time off to try out in the NFL. Their forwards went okay, the Cowboys, but I was really impressed with the Broncos. You know, they're another side under a bit of pressure. Last year, very disappointing. Exit from the final series was atrocious when they got thrashed by Parramatta. But I thought they played really well, the Broncos, and their forward pack. If you stand back and let them run, they'll tear you to pieces there. And Fifita's try, one of the best, and that'll be on the reels of good rugby league over the next decade.
It certainly will be. Well, Adam O'Brien, he started his coaching career with a win with the Knights, 20-0 over the Warriors in Newcastle. Kalyn Ponga on the back of the forwards, a try and four goals, so nothing unexpected there, Macca?
No, very routine sort of game. I thought the Warriors, they may have had other things on their mind, Gordon, with the issues that they're going to face over the next few weeks.
Getting back home for one.
Yeah. Very, very difficult for them. But look, a pretty flat performance by them, but a very good performance in sections by the Knights. And the Knights showed signs early last year before falling away, but let's hope that they can go on with it, because a healthy rugby league, I think, is when the Knights are doing well.
Exactly. Now, the Rabbits defeated a very determined Sharks, 22-18. I must admit, Macca, I was impressed with the new captain for the Rabbits, Adam Reynolds, a try and five goals. He showed leadership that I didn't think he possessed.
Yeah, no, look, I've always thought he's been one of those players that can take responsibility on. And two seasons ago, when the Rabbits played well, it was because he was on the field and dictating, and a little bit injury prone in past seasons. Let's hope the responsibility of being captain keeps him on the field a little bit more too, which can happen sometimes. Look, I think Cameron Murray is a player. Any team that's got a worker in the side like him is fantastic. A lot of pressure on Souths, of course, with Burgess, two of the Burgesses not there, and John Sutton retiring. So, but a good effort by Cronulla. I thought they hung in pretty well. I just sense that more difficulty for them this year rather than good times.
Exactly. Now, the Panthers probably scored the upset of the round, defeating the Roosters 20-14. Roosters looked in control, but, gee, that was their third first-round loss in 3 years for the Roosters.
Yeah, you don't pay out on the early losses, do you? You pay out on the wins at the end. And look, I don't think they'll even shudder at the loss there. But I thought it was a good effort by Cleary in particular. He's a guy that's got to take control of the game. And we spoke on Thursday night about James Maloney not being there anymore, and a more mature Cleary will take that role on. And I thought he was the one that pulled the team around. And I thought, Kikau, what a great player he is. And shudders went through everyone's TV screens, didn't it, Gordon, when he went down with that arm injury. But he shook that off and scored a fantastic try, and probably is going to be the standout forward for the Panthers, at least, if not for the game.
Yes, he certainly did appear that way in that match. Now, yesterday, kicking game by the Storm, saw them defeat the Eagles 18-4 over there at Brookvale. You never underestimate the Storm. I went for the Eagles thinking that they do that, but the kicking game, two tries to Vinivalu on the wing. Eagles led 4-2 at half-time, but as I've said, you never underestimate Craig Bellamy and the Storm, Macca.
No, you don't. And I mentioned at the start of our talk today about the kicking in the two games yesterday. Strategic kicking. Cameron Smith out of dummy half. He's got that ability to put the ball between players. You often see players kick the ball and it'll rebound off players' legs, but he's just got that knack of getting it between players' bodies, and it led to one try, and he put pressure on the Seagulls. I thought they were a bit disappointing, Manly. I thought disappointing in the fact that I thought they ran out of puff. And of course, none of those players have played in trial games. Manly played a reserve grade or an age team against the Sharks in the only official trial they played. And, you know, they'll get better. Big pack of forwards. And at the moment, you'd like to think that they'll be up there in the main teams in the competition. But on yesterday's performance, there's a little bit of work to do before they get there.
Certainly is. And, of course, the final match, well, the Tigers defeated the Dragons 24-14, courtesy of a Benji Marshall retro game, I suppose.
Masterclass. What a great performance by Benji. And I enjoyed the game. I thought that game yesterday, the Dragons and the Tigers and the Cowboys and Broncos game were the two best games. And they had most points in them, of course, and to and froing. But what about the Dragons bombing two tries in the last 5 minutes? That was amazing. Twice they made clean breaks. Ben Hunt and Paul Vaughan couldn't catch the ball. And then Frizzell made a magnificent break, 60-metre run, and turned the ball back inside and to nobody. The Dragons ended up losing the game, basically on the point that they couldn't score the points when they needed to.
Yeah, it's a case of missed opportunities, and I thought Tyson Frizzell was outstanding for the Dragons as well. Well, Macca, noticed during the week that Manfred Moore, the first American to play rugby league in Australia, passed away at age 69.
Yeah, a big story, that in terms of when he came out. Gordon, 1977, John Singleton brought him out as a bit of a promotional activity, and I remember the day that he was at the old Henson Park there, and he threw the ball, gridiron style, over the old grandstand there. That was a great moment. And when we talk about Jared Hayne and Valentine Holmes and Mark Harris, of course, earlier, rugby league players trying it out over in America, well, Manfred Moore, of course, played rugby league in Australia and will always be remembered as the first American to play rugby league in Australia.
Yes, of course, and he won the Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders in 76 before coming out here in 1977 with Newtown. And just finally, Macca, Saturday, a historic day in the Ron Massey Cup in New South Wales with Fiji. The first Fijian team to enter the New South Wales Rugby League defeated the Windsor Wolves 40-16 in Fiji. Great start for Fiji.
Great effort to do that. I think it's been a wonderful initiative to bring them in and help them grow with a presence in the Australian competition. The problem's going to be, of course, with all this issue about the virus, whether they'll be able to get too many games and how many teams can go and travel. It's all the focus is on the NRL at the moment with the teams, but of course it filters down to all other grades that, you know, they're going to struggle, I think, to get games on.
Exactly right. Well, Greg McCallum, it's been wonderful to chat with you for our first time here on Monday Sports Roundup. Your comments about the eight games in round one of the NRL. Let's hope round two proceeds and look forward to chatting to you again here on 101.5 FM Sports.